The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
But I've just told in my ear that Mark Emmert has just announced that the men's and women's tournaments, along with all winter sports, have been canceled.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, it's going to be an interesting day and an interesting few weeks. For those of you who don't like it when we don't talk about sports, got bad news. It's going to be a long one. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the virus, A.J. Hoffman. What did we go with? The Corona King? Was that what
it
was?
No, I did come up with an idea for a movie today, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to write the script during our downtime.
Okay.
Which we're obviously going to have plenty of. By the way, this mic stand's broken.
Oh, really? Well, somebody's been messing with this one, too. Because yesterday I had to adjust it. I've never had to adjust this thing. By the way, if you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Facebook page. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You can watch us on Twitch. You know all that. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So, my movie idea, because now we've seen when you mock the coronavirus, that's when it gets you.
I see.
Like, you remember that guy, that senator that went on the floor and was like wearing the gas mask and was basically making fun of people for panicking?
Yeah.
And then he got it.
Okay.
And then Rudy Gobert, who, by the way, I was right.
Yeah, you said that as a joke, and it wound up being true.
Yeah.
So
Rudy Gobert thought it was real funny to touch everybody's mics and stuff like that. Guess what? Coronavirus. Funny guy. Ha, ha, ha. So I came up with an idea for a script. The movie's going to be called Corona Man.
Okay.
And basically, the way it works is there's some people who don't believe in Corona Man, and to summon him, you say his name in the mirror 5 times. And if you do, because, you know, you're trying to show people, oh, I don't believe in coronavirus.
So he's like Candyman, only better.
I've never heard of Candyman. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you say Candyman 3 times, then Candyman comes and kills you.
I've never heard that story. Okay, I'm telling you new story where if you say...
You've never heard of Candyman? You're a horror guy.
No, I've never heard of that. This is brand new.
You're lying through your ass.
This is a brand new idea that I came up with. So if you say Corona Man in the mirror 5 times, the coronavirus attacks you and murders you. And, you know, I still haven't come up with the details of the hero who will come to save humanity. It'll probably be someone like me.
Of course.
And, you know, probably the tournament will still happen in the movie. But... That's the premise. You know, I don't want to get into too many details. I don't want to give away the ending. But now you know what the possibilities are. But I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think it needs a little work, but,
okay.
You know, that's...
Guess who's going to play Corona Man? You didn't ask me that.
No, who's going to play Corona Man?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Rita Wilson get a role in there, too?
No. No, she dies, and that's why Corona Man is so angry.
Why? Is he a big Rita Wilson fan?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was pretty hot back in the day.
Of course.
But, you know.
You saying she's not hot now?
I'm saying, you know, she's aged. We all age. It happens.
True.
So.
Some of you harder than others.
It happens.
So, what's this mean? Who's the national champion now?
University of Houston.
Okay. Congratulations.
I think every team that wants to claim it, just claim it.
Yeah. It's the move.
Because, why not? A&M would claim it.
Central Florida would claim it.
Yeah.
A&M should honestly raise a banner. Undefeated in 2020 SEC Championship tournament.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you really feel like you should have a champion, whoever your number one team is should be your champion. But, you know, that's getting back to old school football where you just pick the winner at the end of the year. And... you know, that you don't get to settle it on the floor, but doesn't look like there's any way they could get it to work.
Well, so now that hindsight's 50-50,
yeah,
as you know, do you think that the concerns over coronavirus were overblown?
I'll tell you what. And like somebody sent me a really crappy tweet saying that my opinions were dangerous, which, by the way, I never told anyone to do anything other than wash their hands and be smart, right?
Right.
I just said I wasn't going to freak out over what the media is making this. My honest opinion, and let me be real clear about this, because I've been saying it for 3 days and people tend to hear what they want to hear. And they're politicizing this too, which I really want to get to in a minute. But if you want to be scared, be scared. If you want to panic, panic. That's your choice. Do I think this is a big overreaction? Yeah, I do. That's my opinion. And all I've said, I'm going to do what I've said all along. I'm going to be smart. I'm going to wash my hands. If I have the slightest cough, I'm not going to come into work or go out in public, just like we talked about. And but if you're going to expect me to sit here and live in fear of everything, you got the wrong guy.
You're not afraid.
No, I mean, I'm not going to do stupid stuff like go out and try to get it,
like the old Eminem song. No. I'm not afraid.
And okay, I haven't heard that one either.
You've heard that one?
No, I haven't. I only know the one Eminem song. I mean, that everybody knows. But I think it's people. It's up to people to react to this how they want. I've been reading a lot of psychological stuff today about this.
About Eminem?
Just the whole the whole virus. But once they start telling us, hey, don't go into crowds, once the government's saying that, you kind of got to do it, right? Whether you agree with that or not, that's the decision that's been made. So that's what I'll do. And, you know, I think it's what worries me, and I actually talked to two different doctors today, because I'm trying to get background for this. And I think what has everybody so freaked out is they just don't know enough about it. And because one guy doesn't think it's that serious, and another one thinks, well, it could be serious, but we just don't know. And then the other thing that they've kind of, and this is what I've sort of come around on, if there's something more to this that they're not telling us, and I saw Jerry Bo send out a tweet that says, doesn't this feel a little weird? And I think he's right. And if there's something that they haven't told us yet about this, then, you know, okay, panic away. But, you know, no, I think I'm not going to say that it's, I'm not going to freak out over this, man. I mean, we're going to do what they tell us to do and hopefully be smart. You know what I was thinking about, though? Like, if we were going to contract it, it would have happened in Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
Because you had all those Euros, and I was sitting at a poker table, and I was joking with somebody the other day.
Which, by the way, I canceled my trip to Vegas for next week today.
So you'll be here.
I'll be here. You don't have to worry about who's filling in.
But one of the tournaments I played at the Excalibur, there were two chips stuck together.
Ooh.
Now, what could possibly be on those chips that they're stuck together? Now, it may have been somebody eating at the table or whatever.
Corona.
It could have been. But that is, yeah, so now you kind of go back and think, well, is there any place I could have been infected? And that would have been one. And then the gym, which I've cut the gym out. But as far as additional precautions, like I'm not going to go visit my 96-year-old grandmother until I'm sure that I'm not infected by it, because that would be bad. But otherwise, I mean, I'm rethinking if they do play these XFL games, which I can't imagine they would. And I was saying all along, oh, I'm going to go. I don't know. I'm still a little iffy on that. There's a part of me that just wants to say, screw it, let's go.
Well, a part of me just found out from my wife that my kids get a double spring break this year.
Hmm.
Womp, womp.
Well, you know what, though? That's fortunate for you, because...
Is it?
Well, your wife's home.
Right.
A lot of people
usually
are going to have to deal
home
with that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are going to have to deal with that. But also, I already have a non-refundable deposit down on the cabin that I stay at in the on the Frio River for the week after they get out of school. Are they going to try to extend school a week now?
Well, I don't know.
My kids are being like, hell no, walking out of that place.
Yeah.
Well, ruining my good time.
Basically, every sport has now postponed. Except for one.
Except for two.
Okay, well, I got to think the NFL is going to cancel it. Well, that maybe not except cancel the draft. Then. Well, what's the other one?
WrestleMania.
Oh, hey, hey, that's not a sport.
Still going,
not
bro.
A sport. Entertainment. But
Vince McMahon, while they all collapse, I get paid. Look at you, Vince. The XFL, not canceling. WrestleMania. The governor of Florida and the mayor of Tampa Bay say, you know what? It's up to you, Vince. What the hell do you think he's going to say? But who's leaving Vince McMahon in charge during a pandemic? Tonight we wrestle.
8 years from now, that's going to be President McMahon.
Yeah, it probably will be, actually.
Richard says, in Corona Man, the tournament still happens, but Duke wins, the ultimate horror film.
That's impossible. I'm trying to keep this realistic.
If AJ's writing this, then no, Duke will not win.
Did you see my joke on Twitter today?
I did not see your joke.
Oh, it was so good. I'll pat myself on the back like I'm Barry Laminack. AJ is fun. At AJ is funny if you want to follow my tweets. when they tweeted that Duke has removed itself from the tournament.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
I said, good thing they did it before some six seed could.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any response from the Dukies?
No. No, I think they're all sad. Because they probably realistically thought they were going to win. And they probably raise a banner.
Well, I'm sure they will. You can't fault anybody who does it, right?
No.
One of my favorite things, and this is going to sound mean, you know, we get these PR releases. Got one that said Rice cancels all athletics. It's like, if a tree falls in the forest.
Well.
I mean, Are we really missing anything?
Mascot says, my kids are getting an extra week, too. I have four teens. Well, at least teens, like, if you got teenage kids, you can leave them home by themselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're probably going to have to. People have jobs.
Yeah. But, like, if you've got little kids.
Yeah, it's.
And mine are 12 and 7. And, I mean, I got left. By the time I was 12, for sure, my parents left me home by myself.
Me too, but I don't know. I don't know. It's a different world now.
I agree. I think now, like, 12, 13 is around the cutoff. But, like you said, I have a wife who is home 90% of the time. Like, you know, she works, like, 4 or 5 days a month. So, it's not a disaster for me. But if people have young children and they go to work, I mean, now you're talking about having to pay for childcare or do something like that. It's tough, man.
St. Patrick says, canceling the rodeo royally bleeped my company. I lost a nauseating amount of money. Hey, we're all gonna take a hit, guys. It's just, you know, you're taking a hit not going to Vegas. Believe me, we just had a little chat about what we do with Sports Map over the next couple weeks. Because, you know, that thing is dependent on sports, hence the name. So it's going to have to be a little creative. All right. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody says NASCAR not canceled. Me and Juggalo Trey are up next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't. Y'all won't be able to watch it in the crowd. I know that much.
281 says, I'm not a financial guy, but isn't this a good time to actually buy stock?
Yes. Yeah,
it is. It's a great time. So, all right. He says, Rice women's basketball is good. Stop hating. Well, I'm glad one person out there knows that. So we don't have Lawyer Dave online. That's too bad. Lawyer Dave's probably in court winning for the Blitzers. And that's what he does. If you've been hurt and you've been in an accident of any kind, car accident, 18-wheeler, workplace, slip and fall, industrial, or maybe you were in the hospital and you weren't treated right. They gave you the wrong drugs or they had negligence. Well, guess what? Lawyer Dave can take care of you. Practices everywhere in Texas. Great thing is he doesn't charge for his consultations. So if you've got any kind of legal question, just call him. And if he can't answer it for you or if he thinks you have a case but he doesn't handle that, he'll send you to somebody who does. And if he does take your case, well, guess what? Maybe you need to go to the doctor. You don't have to worry about any of that. And he doesn't get a dime until you win. And now all that's taken care of. So give him a call, 713-626-8900, or go to Twitter, @LawyerDaveLaw, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. Or, you know what, just hit me up, as several people have done. You can just hit me up on Twitter or send me an email. If you can't remember those numbers, I'll be happy to give them to you. He loves the Blitzers. He'll take care of you. Based in Houston, but practices all over the state, including our friends over in East Texas. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, if you missed it, both the men's and women's NCAA tournaments canceled. Done. Not going to be played.
Boo!
Baseball has pushed back at least 2 weeks the opening of the season. Which, hey, can I put a positive on that?
Spin it.
Maybe Justin Verlander's ready for the opening of the season now.
Okay. It's possible. Jordan, too, right?
What's that?
And Jordan, up.
Yeah, and maybe here's the other thing. Maybe they shorten the season and Lance McCullers, he can be
last
on a pitch
the full
count.
Season?
Yeah.
That's too crazy. That's too much.
Yeah, just looking for some positives here. But so baseball pushed it back. Hockey has put its season on pause, which at least we went out with a win last night. There's that.
It's always nice.
I think it was, I can't remember who it was, it accidentally put an extra zero on the end of the bet last night. So I was rooting really, really hard for him.
Yeesh.
And so we hit it. But NBA, obviously, on pause as well. So all that's left is the XFL. We haven't heard anything from yet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So as of now, they're still planning to play.
From what I understand, yes.
Okay. The well, you mentioned wrestling. As of now, they'll still be running at Sam Houston Race Park. They released a statement today.
It's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm not faulting anybody for shutting down, especially because I think now you're looking at bad optics. Like if the XFL actually goes out and plays a game and two people get it. That we're at the game, you're going to look really bad,
right?
Even though that's not a huge number, but what they say, they sent out a release saying they're going to do more frequent restroom cleaning, additional sanitation stations in high volume areas, increased sanitation of door handles and railings, more frequent cleaning of elevator buttons, more frequent cleaning of self service wagering machines, continued awareness among team members regarding cleanliness and sanitation. So as of now, they're planning to keep racing.
Okay.
Santa Anita has shut down, but I think is going to have racing without fans. So the good news is I can bet on those tracks online.
That is good news.
So that'll make up for some of this hockey loss. So, but yeah, and, NASCAR, I guess, is going to do it without fans too, but, golf is still going, but I think again, I think that golf tournament doesn't have fans, but MLS, done. So, yeah. And everybody's doing it for like a month. My question is do we think that'll be enough?
I don't know. That's the thing. There's no answers yet.
Yeah, and what I find, I don't want to say concerning, that's the wrong word. I just get the sense that these guys don't know enough about it. That's why you got some people who are really, you know, oh, this is the worst thing ever. And then you got some people say, wait a minute, it's not that bad. I just don't think they know. And if they don't know, what am I supposed to think?
Yeah, how are you supposed to know?
What I don't like is how it's been being politicized now. I mean, I got called a MAGA guy for saying I didn't think it was nearly as serious as it was being made out to be. And then by the same token, I'm hearing people say, oh, this is just a ploy by the Democrats. And I mean, give it up, guys.
Yeah, it's weird that this is one of those things, and there's a few of these times, like there's a lot of times where Democrats and Republicans disagree on things, and I'm like, it makes sense that they wouldn't maybe come to terms on something like that. But then there's some things that I'm like, it seems like something we should all be on board with or all be against. Like I've always thought, you know, anytime, even if you don't use the word climate change.
Right.
But if you just say, hey, let's take better care of the environment, that there's people who are like, the environment's fine. Nothing's wrong with the environment. It's like, that just seems like something that we could all come together on, you know? Like, red people, blue people, just be like, hey, let's take care of the planet. You know, no big deal. And then coronavirus. Seems like everybody should be like, man, let's do whatever we can to get rid of coronavirus. It's now, it's doing really big things, like ruining the NCAA tournament and canceling AJ's trips to Vegas. Now it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, now it's real.
We should all be on board with this, but because the president recently, you know, up to, what was it, like 10 days ago, said that coronavirus was a hoax.
Well, it's not exactly accurate. He said that the way that the Democrats were treating it was a hoax. He didn't call the virus a hoax.
Okay.
Well, I've been corrected on that several times.
Do you think he's right on that?
Well, I think he politicized it, which is exactly what we're talking about. I don't think you should do that.
But when he says something like that and he makes it political, now his people are on one side and his not people, or the never Trump people, are on the other side. And there are now people who are like, you know, saying that, and it, like, Trump getting rid of the basically the front line defense of what would stop this pandemic from spreading. How long ago was that? 2 years ago?
Yeah, he got rid of it. 2 years ago.
And now it's like, his followers have to, you know, basically say that he did the right thing by doing that, because whatever he does is right.
Right.
Even though clearly that was the wrong thing. Especially now. In hindsight, we can all agree.
Didn't you listen last night? We have the best health system in the world.
We can agree now.
We only tested for 11,000 cases. But we have the best health system in the world. We have, the economy's fantastic.
Is it?
We can put up with that. That's what I heard last night. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, now it's getting ugly.
Yeah, well, the economy's not going to be very good in a month or so. I can tell you that much. Richard, with a good question, and some other people have asked this, is do you get all your hoops futures bets back?
It depends on your sports book.
Yeah, most of them will refund the bets.
Yep.
So, in fact, most of them, it says season has to play out in order for there to be a payoff. So, and then
Kenny, there's usually a total number of games that has to be played or something.
And Kenny says, I feel it's important to remind people during this time that Bill O'Brien blew a 24-point lead and got a promotion from it and gave a 4-year deal to an average kicker. You got to tack the kicker on now. Texas Yeti with a interesting question. Should the XFL continue to play? I think it's a perfect time to capitalize in a market with no competition.
Yeah, until a player gets sick.
Yeah, which...
Yeah, but yes, you're thinking like Vince McMahon.
I have mixed feelings about that, because...
There's no NBA. There's no Major League Baseball. There's always WrestleMania.
Yeah, I honestly, I agree that this would be, even if they did it without fans, this would be a perfect opportunity to capture a TV audience.
Yes.
Because there is not, and a betting audience.
But the problem is, the way the XFL's TV deal works, they don't get money from ESPN or Fox. Like, they're basically getting promotion from that.
Right.
All their money
gets people in the seats.
All their money comes from people going in the seats. So now you're kind of in the same situation the NBA was in, where do we want to pay these guys to go on the floor and play in front of no one? Even in the NBA, at least they have some TV money. Like,
but here's the flip side. If you do that and the ratings go way up because of this, now you have something to sell.
True.
You can say, hey, look at the ratings, and we built this up. And depending on how much Vince is really committed to, because, I mean, I've seen stories that he's committed to lose up to $400 million. So they're going to take a loss here. But from a business standpoint, as long as you don't have sick players. Now, locker rooms are not exactly the cleanest places. And just, if you got one Rudy Gobert on your team, I mean, what the hell?
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that, to dude who called me dangerous, go tweet at Rudy Gobert. I mean, at no point did we say go lick on microphones. And that was just dumb. And now Donovan Mitchell's got it. And apparently they were saying, oh, Gobert was running around basically doing stuff like that, licking stuff all
over
the locker
room.
He's a funny guy. Yeah, real funny.
He's a funny guy.
Real funny.
Ha ha.
I mean, I get thinking it's not that big a deal, but does that mean you go out of your way to try to get people sick? No.
You shouldn't. I'm against it.
Yeah, I'm against that too. You know what, though? If you are stuck at home.
Hoop it up, baby. Yeah, well, you won't see the college athletes doing it. You won't see the pros doing it. But guess what? You know what hoops never close? The hoop at your house. Well, as long as you got a Pro Dunk Hoops goal. You want the best basketball hoop on the planet. Pro Dunk Hoops is the spot to go. They're manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. They're the best goal you'll ever find. It's easily the best goal I've ever owned. I seriously considered not having a goal up at my house, even though my kids were begging for it, because I didn't think it would look good. And it turns out, Pro Dunk Hoops, it looks awesome. I mean, it really does look awesome. And I get compliments from my neighbors. It's not one of those goals that I'll have out by the dumpster in 2 weeks with a free sign on it. It's beautiful. It's got the thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. A rust armor finish, so you know it's going to last. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been, till you put me down.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I love the text line. One, I don't understand why y'all hate Trump so much. Fred, why aren't you more critical of Trump? Yep. Somebody says sports talk radio will be impossible the next couple months.
It'll be impossible for some people, not for us.
You know what? I've always wanted to do a show that had nothing to do with sports on a regular basis. And so's AJ. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there'll be some news here and there and some things to talk about. But for the most part, I'm excited about this. We got TV shows we can watch now. I mean, I like this. I can go binge a bunch of stuff that I'm behind on. And we could talk beer. We can talk whiskey. We could talk which Disney princess we'd hook up with, still Jasmine. We got all kinds of things we could talk about over the next couple weeks. So, you know what? It'll be a nice break to not have to. I mean, you know, we'll lose a little gambling. That sucks.
Boy, does that suck.
I'm not kidding.
I'm so mad. I stayed up late handicapping games that are never going to happen now. By the way, all my picks that I would have had today, you can find them on my Twitter. I basically, as each conference canceled their tournament, I posted what my plays were going to be for that tournament.
Yeah, which also, because there's no A&M game today, we'll be here till 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're working a full shift today.
How about that?
Look at us soldiering through.
That was the only thing.
We only planned an hour and a half of programming. We're going to BS it for the last hour and a half, but we'll be here.
Yeah, well, actually, I did go back after the announcement. It was about probably 2 o'clock, and added a whole bunch of stuff to my show prep.
Oh, yeah. Because
I really did only plan for an hour and a half, and then I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
We had a guest scheduled for 4:30, talked today, and I was like, yeah, maybe it's not the best idea to do this.
Lance
today
is coming in.
Okay.
He just got back from Oklahoma's Pro Day.
All right. Bring him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, something to talk about, but yeah, it's there are some shows who are going to struggle.
Yep.
I mean, listen. Our show, there's some days where I don't want to talk about sports at all. So not all sports radio is going to struggle. The guys who can't entertain without, you know, box scores to talk about, those guys are in trouble. I think we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think, and really, we do this in the summer a lot, too.
Yeah.
It's just been different the last few years with the Astros not sucking. You've actually had some sporty things to talk about.
Right. When the Astros sucked, we didn't really even talk sports.
No. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, our job here is to try to keep you guys entertained for 3 hours.
Yep.
And somebody said, very excited about the next couple weeks of the Blitz. I've got some of the best recommendations for TV binging on this show. Looking forward to hearing what you guys are watching while sports are on hiatus. Also, a good time to reread Jesus. Thanks for a great book, Fred. Hey, that's another thing. Go, if you haven't bought, you're going to have time. Go read Jesus. JesusTheNovel.com, available in every kind of form, Kindle, paperback, not hardback, but everything else. So, Somebody says Belle is my Disney princess, but strictly the live action version. I've always said Jasmine 1, Ariel is a fish 2, Ariel is a human 3.
Mm. Okay.
So that's my top fish. 3.
That's no good for me.
Well, I'm just curious. It's curiosity, right? Because you don't know how it works.
I'm good.
Well, I don't need that. I am curious. And she's a redhead. You know how I'm about that. Hey, let's squeeze in a call real quick. Zach, what's up? Zach.
Hey, yes.
Sports, Zach.
Hey, so I was just calling about, I'm pretty sure that Bill O'Brien is responsible for the coronavirus.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with that, but do you have a reasoning why?
Yeah. So, first of all, backtracking a little bit, right after he blows this 24-point lead, the Astros go ahead and get caught for cheating, and baseball gets flipped on its head. And I don't think it's a coincidence that immediately after these bad signings, the coronavirus gets flipped on its head as well. And, I mean, it's pretty clear all signs point to Bill O'Brien.
Well, technically, I think the bad signings took place during...
Yeah, it was already happening.
The outbreak. So, yeah. It was already out there.
What, you see the Big East?
Now, something Bill O'Brien could claim is... He had 103-degree fever. He had symptoms of coronavirus when he decided make those decisions.
But that's the excuse Coach K would use. So yeah.
It is. And that was, I said that on Twitter too. Like, I can't believe Coach K didn't wait. And then once he got bumped out of the tournament, say, yeah, we had a bunch of coronavirus concerns. That's his move. Make the excuse. But instead, he just said, well, we're not playing at all.
By the way, I want to say congratulations to the University of Houston for this national championship. This makes up for 1983. Very proud of Coach K and the kids. And, you know, congratulations, national champion Houston Cougars.
Congratulations, Fred. And I know you've waited your whole life.
I haven't. Anybody who has a team in the tournament, congratulations to you for the same thing. Somebody says, go binge McMillian's amazing documentary. I mean, you have to watch that, AJ. It is right up your alley. It is fantastic. And now you're going to have time.
I've got plenty of time.
And there's only like 6 episodes. So it's, but it, I didn't know anything about this scandal. And, I learned a ton, and it was very well done. So I also saw a thing where on The Outsiders was like more popular than True Detective and, Watchmen. And I'm like, how? It was not good. I mean, the book was fantastic because Stephen King makes you care about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought the acting in this was so dry and the story moved too slow. There's 10 episodes that could have done it in 5. But there'll be another season now because it was so popular. And I actually think I'm going to give Westworld a shot just because it looks really interesting.
They're trying to sell me with those commercials.
I know. They do sell you, don't they?
Yeah.
They make you really interested. And so we said... We could start watching Hunters on Amazon. I watched the first one and I wasn't blown away by it. But then the wife kept watching it and she said that hey, this sets it up beautifully. It's really good after that. And so I'm gonna guess what? I got time. I'm gonna watch that. This is cool. It's gonna be fun.
All right.
So somebody says watch the movie Lighthouse, Fred. They showed you exactly what it would be like to have sex with a mermaid. But is it one of those gruesome mermaids?
What about that that show, The Shape of Water?
That's kind of similar, but that's not for me.
But wasn't that a girl having a sex with a manfish?
Well, no, it was a fish.
Yeah, but what's the big difference? Like, I mean,
wouldn't you want to do the female a mermaid, not a merman?
That's really homophobic.
I mean, I know Fred.
Look, I'm open to whatever.
I mean, hey, it's 2020, Aaron. Maybe get with the times, bro.
You're right.
When you eat a fish, do you think about whether or not it's a male or a female fish, or do you just eat the fish?
Actually, don't think about it.
You don't think about it.
You're right. Fish so, penis specifically.
I do think about it when I eat brisket, what kind of cow it came from, though.
So when you make love to a fish, a merperson, you shouldn't worry about.
Yeah.
It's not like they've got sex organs. They don't have a penis or a vagina.
Well, do we know that?
I mean, yeah.
How do
you
we
can
know
see.
That?
It's just there's nothing there.
Well, it could be somewhere else.
Okay.
I mean, is there not like a flap that the gills lift up?
That could be a flap. I mean, that's a possibility. That's all I'm curious about. I just want to know how.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. You might think it's a flap. You might think it's a vagina. And then you get in there and that fish person looks at you and goes, oh, yeah, Fred. That's what I like.
Well,
you're fine with it. You just finish.
I'll just finish up. Yeah, at that point, once you're pot committed, you got to put all the chips in, right? Somebody says, I graduated from both North Texas and UH, so I'm getting two national championships.
Nope, only one. You got to choose one.
Yeah, you can only have one. And so what was that 80s mermaid movie, Splash? Yeah, that was with
Tom Hanks.
Daryl Hannah and Tom. And Tom the Virus Hanks. So,
R.I.P.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, we're going to have to put this one off because I don't have the copy for it yet. But I've requested it. So we apparently have plenty of time later on in the show.
Yeah, don't worry.
So, all right. So let's just take a quick break. Yeah, it was Daryl Hannah, right?
Yeah.
She was pretty smoking hot in that. So, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
See, I go. I didn't tell me something real. Come on out your field. And I suppose you've come down to help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And so I'm getting a lot of TV recommendations. Somebody asked about Letterkenny. This is the one thing that's going to bug me about this. Because Aaron likes Letterkenny, too. They're coming to town in April. And part of Aaron's homework was to try to get one of them on air, which they're not doing any media for, so we're still trying.
Still working on that.
But you know what? I think there's a pretty good chance that gets canceled, which would suck. I also think there's a pretty good chance that May 2nd, the Shinedown show gets canceled, which would also suck because I was planning to go to both of those.
Mm, mm, mm.
But I've seen Shinedown before. I've never actually been to a show like they were going to do for Letterkenny. They were basically going to do some skits and stuff. So, somebody says, Houston media critic just said breaking XFL to suspend season. So I like some confirmation of that, but it kind of makes sense. But it kind of sucks for them. I mean, and Lenny says, I'd like to congratulate the Columbus Blue Jackets for making the Stanley Cup playoffs with all their injuries and storming through to the cup win. I want to say, not only am I excited about UH's national basketball championship, but the Toronto Maple Leafs with their first Stanley Cup since 1967 when I was 3 years old. I can proudly wear my Leaf gear.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? If they're done, does this mean that the number one seed in our hockey league gets declared the champion?
Probably so.
I wonder who that would be.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to wind up back at some point. But it is going to be weird if they're like playing hockey in August, which could happen.
Yeah.
Let's get a call. Randy.
What's up?
Sports.
Let's say we're teachers and tomorrow's the last day of school before spring break and we decide to have a movie day. I'm wondering what's the absolute worst movie we could show. Would it be Outbreak or Pandemic? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some kind of apocalypse movie. How about Apocalypse Now? Nothing to do with virus outbreak, but still really inappropriate for children.
Yeah, if you're trying to get something that's inappropriate for children.
He probably meant just.
I think he wanted to scare him because that's the way he said it to me. He wanted to really ruin his kids' spring break by freaking them out.
I'm not going to lie.
28 Days Later.
2012 is a good one where the whole Earth's basically blowing up and they have to live on ships and then wind up in Africa. But you want something with a disease, right?
Yeah, preferably.
Let me think about that one a little bit. Yeah, Holly, who was covering the team, confirmed, looks like the XFL is shutting down. So
there you go.
And let's go Florida Gators and Golden Knights. Feels great to be champs. There you go. See, this is the one time as sports fans, we can all celebrate our teams, and nobody can really dispute it.
That's it.
So, yeah. Dude, we can do some drunk shows. Somebody said Contagion because that's the closest thing
to
this.
I think that is the closest thing to it.
Yeah. James Harden finally wins a title. Congratulations, Clutch City. There you go. Oh, yeah. Somebody brought up I Am Legend. That's a good one. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, one of the few where the movie was probably better because it was a short story. I found that short stories that get turned into movies usually turn out better than the actual written work most of the time. So, this is great, man. But Texas Tiger said, rewatch Contagion, bad move. Oh, boy. Yeah, that... yeah, J-Rap says, nah, blues repeat. Yeah, congratulations.
Whatever.
I know, we all win. We all win. This is what's great. We got to look at the positives to this, guys. So, how about Night of the Living Dead 2, comedy zombies that ends in the government dropping the nuke to cure it? Well, you just gave away the ending.
Thanks.
I think any of the Evil Dead movies are good.
Probably good.
Yeah.
Timely.
Yeah. Somebody says Doomsday is a great movie to scare kids. All right. You know what? Guess what? I don't think you can dispute this one. We can have discussions about the other teams and we can all claim championships. There's only one 5-0 team in the XFL. Congratulations to your inaugural XFL champions, the Houston Roughnecks.
I think it's long overdue.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long time since we've had something like this.
As a lifetime Roughnecks fan going back for about a month.
Yep.
I'm really excited about with this. So, oh boy, 713-780-ESPN. You know what's going to be fun? I want to know what Patrick Creighton's going to talk about.
Why are you worried about what he's going to talk about?
Oh, because he is so diehard sports fan.
That's true.
And he loves it so much. I'm kind of curious what he's going to do. I'll be listening. AJ's prediction still stands. Harden will never win a title as the best player on his team.
I told you guys.
Thanks, Russ. Well played, guys. Oh, man. Stephen King's The Stand book was better, though. Yeah, I thought, though, they were going to remake that for Netflix or something. I don't know if they did it. The TV version wasn't very good. It had Molly Ringwald in it, and any movie with Molly Ringwald is, yeah. Although, she is kind of sneaky hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Not enough for me.
I kind of liked her in a weird way, but the book is just, I mean, that's the thing. Almost every Stephen King book is better than the movie or the TV show. With the exception of Shawshank, because Shawshank was a short story. But, yeah, even Dr. Sleep, I like the movie, love the book. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
I have seen it.
Yeah, it's not bad, but the book
was
better.
I like the movie.
Yeah, the book was really better. So now's a great time to read a book. And I'm telling you, go read Jesus, and then we can have a discussion about that one day. We got plenty of things we can talk about. The Purge. Actually... the best Purge was the Rick and Morty version of the Purge. So go watch that.
Of course you would think.
Of course I would. 313 getting, okay, said you're being too serious. He doesn't have an LOL on it. Champion should be the number one seed or LeBron's team. Yeah, except guess what? Any team that would be in the playoffs, we can believe they would have won.
You can believe it.
Therefore, we can claim them. And same thing with hockey. Hey, UT is going back-to-back NIT champs.
That's right. I think they can claim that.
Yes. Oh, man. What? I'll tell you what, though. One thing.
They're back. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Back-to-back NIT champs.
They are back.
After a month of no sports, fans and opposing players forgive the Astros. Downtime has given them the gift of perspective. No. No.
You don't think that'll happen?
No. Although, it will be interesting. To see, I think this doesn't hurt their cause, not having baseball for a month. People are going to forget about it by then.
I agree.
And listener Steven was asking about the Outsiders. Yeah, I did watch it. I did not enjoy it at all, but apparently a lot of people did. So don't not check it out on my recommendation. Roughnecks Championship Parade has already been planned and canceled. Well done, 713. You know what? I'm I'm thinking while you're making your movie, I think I want to get backing.
You mean my film?
Your film? Okay. Yeah. And why is it not a movie?
It's a little more highbrow than that.
Oh, really? You're one of those. So you're going like for Sundance Film Fest.
This is art.
Oh, no. Right. Go show it at South by Southwest.
That's where I plan on showing it.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Well, I want to do a
remake. It's not funny.
It's a little funny. I want to do a remake of Soylent Green after reading all the background on that.
I don't want to watch that now.
Because that scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
So. Oh. Philip says my wife has her priorities straight. She went to get her hair done in the mall today.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm going to, like somebody asks, will you still go to steak nights? Yeah, I'm gonna go to steak night until they say, hey, it's not safe to be out somewhere.
I'll say this, and I'm not trying to convince anybody to do anything they don't feel comfortable doing, but if you get a chance, go out and, you know, partake in local businesses, you know.
Because those guys are gonna be hurting a lot too, and they haven't said anything about don't go to the bars, don't go to your restaurants. But everybody's going to be suffering a little bit. Go visit one of the breweries.
Yeah.
And any of the guys that we've had on or anyone anywhere, don't lock yourself in. If you're not comfortable, don't. I mean, that's fine. That's your choice. But for me, I'm going to get out and try to spread some money around to some of these places and take care of our bartenders, and because they're going to be hit hard here for as long as I can.
Yeah.
And until I'm told not to do it. 713, damn, now that the Rockets won a championship, D'Antoni will get an extension. So, does that mean if the NFL has to cancel, my Bengals would be the champions? Well, I guess so.
Fine with me.
Yeah, claim who you want. All right. You know what? And if there's no baseball, the Astros will be redeemed.
All right.
They'll be the 2020 champs.
Never forget.
Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.